Every magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharp and they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. You're stepping to my goals. Man, new Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity. Yo, what up? It's your boy Seth Linus checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Today I'm going to be talking about the NBA. You know, the NBA just started. I'm also on Fanbase right now. What's up to everybody on Fanbase? Going live. The NBA just started, and I read an article. Okay, let me see. Okay, the Fanbase is doing all right. Okay. I read an article about how the DOJ, Department of Justice, is investigating the NBA over facing antitrust investigation over alleged actions towards Ice Cube Big 3 League. And, you know, when I read that, it reminded me of a lot of things that's happening with Isaac Hayes over at Fanbase. If a lot of people don't know what Fanbase is, Fanbase is a social media app, has a black owner named Isaac Hayes, and he just got kicked off of LinkedIn, which is one of the major ways that people, I guess, can find people to invest in, talk with, and network. So with the fact that these two things are going on, it reminds me of, you know, kind of like they always say in America, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. And I feel like that never applied to Black people, because if you look at how many instances of things we've been boxed out of when it's come to growth, even after slavery, you take it and you talk about the Freedmen's Bank. If people are not familiar with the Freedmen's Bank, Freedmen's Bank was a bank that Black people were told to put their money into to help grow entrepreneurship, businesses, and Black people did that. And the federal government walked off with all of their money, claimed bankruptcy, and walked off with all of their money. If you want to talk about maybe the Homestead Act, where a bunch of land in America, what we know of America today, was given to poor whites in Europe, and never given, that land was never given to Black Americans. Even if you want to take Eisenhower and how he decided to build the highways, Eisenhower was a president to really push forward with the highways being built in America. And the way he determined where to build highways was he looked on the maps and found out where white people go the least. So every state, he looked at where white people go the least. And white people go the least to Black neighborhoods and Black areas. So that's where they decided to build highways. And if you are, and like this, it's like I'm in Minneapolis right now. Well, Minneapolis, St. Paul area. It was an area called Rondo, where they built a highway right through it, and it ruined so many businesses, so many Black home ownerships. And this didn't just happen in Minneapolis, this area. This happened all over the country, where they decided to build railroads right in the middle of Black neighborhoods, Black businesses, Black homeowners, Black home ownership. Because I think a lot of people think that after slavery, Black people were just left alone to just grow and build and do whatever we wanted to do. And for some reason, over the past 200 years, we just could not figure out how to have massive growth and be economically independent. And that's not true, because even taking places like Tulsa, taking places like Rosewood, these are, and many other places around the country where Black people have flourishing areas, flourishing neighborhoods, and they were burned down. A lot of times with the help of local police, local law enforcement, or even sometimes local military, when you talk about Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I'm going to read this article real quick about what the NBA is doing. Ice Cube, he had said that he was going to go on a tour and let the world know what the NBA was doing. He said that he was trying to get sponsorships, and he would have great meetings with a lot of corporations, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they would drop off. And he said he started to understand exactly what was going on. The NBA wanted nothing to do with the Big Three, and he started to have a feeling that the NBA was actually telling sponsors that if they mess with the Big Three, then they couldn't mess with the NBA. Of course, the sponsors are going to choose the NBA, but why isn't the NBA allowing or stepping or just, you know, handling their business, and they allow Big Three to handle their business? But let's read the article. The NBA is reportedly under Department of Justice scrutiny for the alleged anti-competitive behavior. According to reports by TMZ Sports, the National Basketball Association has been accused of targeting Ice Cube's Big Three Basketball League and violating antitrust laws to do it. Per the outlet, the U.S. Department of Justice began investigating the NBA several months ago over allegations claiming the league engaged in anti-competitive conduct to try to prevent Big Three from taking off. Some examples of the actions under investigation include the NBA allegedly trying to keep prospective partners and sponsors from working with Big Three and attempting to keep networks from airing its games. It says, together with Jeff Quantinets, Ice Cube launched the Big Three League in 2017. Its players are mostly comprised of former NBA athletes, while current NBA ballers have reportedly expressed interest in competing in Big Three during the association's offseason. The latter claims the NBA has kept them from doing so by implementing rules prohibiting it. The two leagues do not have overlapping seasons. And it says, during the offseason, NBA players routinely hit the court elsewhere, including over at Drew League in Los Angeles. Officials with Big Three reportedly believe the NBA has unfairly targeted them. Other allegations of anti-competitive behavior the NBA has reportedly engaged in, including discouraging its owners from investing in Big Three and preventing NBA referees from officiating in Big Three games. And that's one of the things that I remember Ice Cube saying. He was saying that there are owners who wanted to have teams in the same city as they have NBA teams. So an owner will own the NBA team, then they will have a Big Three team in that same city. And if you know the Big Three right now, the teams are not city based. They're not Big Three. They just have the team names, and then each weekend they move to a different city and they play. But Ice Cube wants them to be based in cities and have to travel, and the teams have to travel to play each other. This is the goal. So you see the big corporation of NBA trying to ruin the Big Three, and which reminds me of what the owner of Fanbase has been going through these past couple weeks, with a bunch of people from Clubhouse coming over. And the Fanbase app is booming. So the social media app. And then as soon as his Fanbase app starts booming, LinkedIn permanently deletes him from his site, from its platform. And so after inquiring about why he's been permanently deleted from LinkedIn, they actually send him and show him the post that got him deleted. And his post was just saying, we have raised over $4 million in this round of raising money. And it said, we are now over 500,000 users. And that's all the post said. And somehow they got him permanently deleted from LinkedIn. Now LinkedIn knows, and whoever is working behind the scenes, whatever partners, maybe has something to do with somebody at Clubhouse. But everybody knows that LinkedIn is where you find everybody you want to do work with, you want to network with, make money with, hire, anything like that. And so for him to be kicked off of that site, they're trying to create a big roadblock for him, which ultimately means that they're scared, because they understand that what Fanbase is and what Fanbase is doing, where it's headed. So I just wanted to change the narrative. We got to understand that, yo, black people have been building for many years in this country. We've helped build this country, and we've been building our own businesses and our own economy since the beginning. But the only thing about it is that there's always either the federal government or big corporations trying to step in, or somebody trying to step in and challenge black growth economically. And so we've always talked about, oh, if we don't like how many coaches are hired, let's start our own league. Well, Ice Cube has started his own league. We always say, oh, if you complain about Facebook, complain about TikTok, complain about that, then y'all, somebody should go start their own social media app. Okay, Isaac Hayes started his own social media app. And as soon as these two people do these things, you start to see the corporations act funny. So I'm going to call it out. I hope y'all call it out too, and I hope y'all also support not just Ice Cube or Isaac Hayes, but also even if there's like a local bank or a local store that's black owned, let's start supporting each other so we can build an economy. Once again, my name is Sad Linus. This is the morning show. With my brother, Prince Carter, he's going to be back. We lining up some interviews right now, so he will be back pretty soon. But yeah, so that's what I want to talk with y'all today, man. Let's make sure we support and let's make sure we call it out anytime somebody's trying to, you know what I'm saying, act unfairly against these black men who started these very great companies. All right, peace.